Let's stand with me tonight. Turn your Bible to Judges. Judges chapter 14 tonight. Some of you kids that Friday night I got in the tent with you and told about Samson in Judges chapter 16, and some of you is there, many of you is there. Remember that. Said Kean wanted to be baptized tonight, and I said, let's just have church tonight. And God laid this on my heart in Judges chapter 14. And I wanted all you kids to be there. Of course, it applies the Bible for all of us.
Yep.
Judges chapter 14, and the Bible says in verse 1, and Samson went down to Timnath and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. And he came up and told his father and his mother and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now therefore, get her for me to wife. Then his father and his mother said unto him, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren, among all my people, that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? And Samson said unto his father, get her for me, for she pleaseth me well. But his father and his mother knew not that it was of the Lord that he sought an occasion against the Philistines, for at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Then went Samson down and his father and his mother to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would rent a kid. That's a baby goat. And he had nothing in his hand, but he told not his father or his mother what he had done. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. And after a time he returned to take her. And he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion, and behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. And he took thereof in his hands and went on eating and came to his father and mother, and he gave them. And they did eat. Here it is again. But he told not them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. You can be seated tonight. In Judges chapter 14 and Judges chapter 13, everybody in here, if I mention the person of Samson, why, if you've been to church any at all in your life, you know the story of Samson. Now, that Samson was the strongest man in all the Word of God. I don't believe Samson had rippling muscles. I don't believe Samson looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Brother Hunter. I don't believe he looked like some big muscle-bound guy. I believe Samson just looked like just a regular old guy. Because the Bible says when he got strong, they said, where does he get his strength from? If he was muscular, Brother Jamie, and big, then they would attribute it to his muscles and how big he was. But he got his strength because the Spirit of the Lord was upon him, and he was the strongest man that ever lived. And some of you kids that was with me Friday night, you know who the smartest man that ever lived was? Solomon. He was the smartest man that ever lived. And the most spiritual man that ever lived, as you know, was King David. But all three of these had problems. All three of these had issues in their life. So I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how spiritual that you might think you are. If you're not careful, you can get your life in a mess. Now Samson, the Bible says, was a Nazarite. He had long flowing hair. He had seven locks. Now listen, why did he have long hair like that? Because when he was born, a razor was never to be took to his head. And listen, it's a shame for you to have long hair, boys. It's a shame for a man to have long hair. So every time somebody seen Samson, Brother Ricky, he bore the shame of the Lord. Hey, listen, it's a shameful thing to carry a cross and walk for Jesus. And if you go out here, a Christian, and you go to school, and you go to work, Jesus said that you're going to have to pick up your cross daily and follow me. And it's a shameful thing. And listen, that hair represented shame. Another thing about Samson, he was never supposed to be around a dead body. He wasn't supposed to be around nothing. something that was dead. And he was never supposed to be around wine or alcohol or even the things that make a wine. Why you tell me this, Brother Kevin? In Judges chapter 14, the Bible says that Samson, he went down unto Timnah. Every time the Bible says somebody's going down, it's always in a bad way. It's always in a bad state. The prodigal son went down away from his father. And here on Samson, he had a good mommy and a good daddy. But Samson is going down and he's getting around a place called Timnah. You know what they do in Timnah? They make wine down in Timnah. What are you saying, Brother Kevin? Samson is a strand away from where he's supposed to be. He's a strand away from the place where he's supposed to be. Let me tell you something. This is in your life, dear children, in your life, brothers and sisters. The devil's going to try to do what he can to get you to go down away from God's will, away from the place where you're supposed to be in your life. He wasn't supposed to be down there, Brother Jamie. And he strayed away from what God had for him. He strayed away from his place. He strayed away from old mom and dad. That's a watching out for him. You say, what do you mean? I'm saying, mom and dad ain't trying to be mean. By saying you don't know that you go here.
Right.
And you don't need to go there. Mom and dad is trying to protect you and watch over you. Because they know that if you stray away and you get down there around the grapes of Timnah, then you're going to see things that you don't need to see.
That's good.
Now, the Bible says in Judges chapter 13, listen, Samson's mommy prayed, and she had a hard time having a child. And the Bible says that the angel of the Lord appeared unto Manoah, at Samson's daddy, and said, you're going to have a son, and his name's going to be Samson. Samson means sunshine. It means light. That's what his name means. Are you listening? Hey, listen, and this is what God said. He's going to deliver his people from the Philistines. But you know what he did, Gert? The devil, I know that too. And the devil said, I'll get him to go down. I'll get him to stray away.
Yes,
because it was never in his purpose. It was never God's will for his life to get down around the grapes of Timnah and to see a woman that pleased him well.
Yeah.
Every one of you born, man, woman, boy, and girl, God has got a designed, specific purpose for your life.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
That's good for
you. It ain't God's purpose. It ain't God's purpose for you to be married 15 times.
Amen.
It ain't God's purpose for you to sack up. It ain't God's purpose for you, listen, to be a homosexual.
Right.
God never blamed you for that. That's not God's purpose.
Nope.
But what happens to a lot of people, Brother Glenn, is they stray away from where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And they begin to see things that they don't need to see. And the Bible says that it pleased him well.
Yes, sir.
So you begin to see things and it'll seem right to you. That's what the word pleaseth means. That it seems right to you. That it seems right to just go ahead and do that. And we as human beings got a way. Brother Nick, we can justify things in our own mind. I've talked to people that's killed people before for no reason whatsoever. And you know what they do? They justify it in their own mind and rationalize it and make it okay or minimize it. And he's seen something down there and it pleased him. And the Bible says that his mom and dad knew not that it was God's will.
Yeah.
You know what mom and dad should have done? Mom and dad should have done and said, look, you know what you was born for. You know what God's purpose is in your life. And you ain't got no business down there in Timnah. And you ain't got no business looking down there at Timnah. You know what mom and dad should have done, brother? Mom and dad should have said, go ahead. You're a big boy. Go on down your way. But I'm not going to go down there and sanction it. And I'm not going to go down there and say it's all right. You know what's happened to a lot of our people today? Moms and dads just said, okay.
Yes, sir.
They went on off and helped their youngins get the mess in their life.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
I love my girls. I'm trying to raise them right. They get to an age, out of my house if they want to live ungodly. They'll still be my girls and I love them. Hey, but listen to me. I can't sanction. I can't say it's all right. If they check it with somebody, it don't change God's word.
Amen.
If I'm a queer, it don't change God's
word.
Amen. Whatever happens to me, don't change God's word. Whatever happens to me,
amen.
I'm right this book. And I'm telling you right now, maybe Manoah and his wife, I should have stood up and said, you ain't got no business down there.
Exactly.
Looking at their graves of tender, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for a godly mother and daddy when I was growing up that hurt my feelings. I didn't just say me and my sin and pat me on the way.
No.
Hurt my feelings make me mad sometimes. But brother, I needed it.
Amen.
I didn't know nothing. I was ignorant. I was just a boy. I was just a little boy. But see, look here, young people. You'll stray away from your place or you're supposed to be. And I promise you this, and there's a lot of people in here, that's a grown people that's a nod in their head. Hey, the devil will put something in your eyes. He'll put something in your path that'll please you and draw you right to
him. Amen.
Because he wanted to go back.
Yep.
Bible says in James, let no man say when he's tempted that I'm tempted of God. Because God, this is no tempt man with sin. But you know what happens to you? Every man is tempted, what?
When he's drawn away.
Hey, listen, you're drawn away, and the devil knows just what to set in front of you to take your life and draw you right to
him. He knows
that. That's good for
you. He knows it better than you know he
do. Oh, yeah. The Bible says he's sin. Paul says, rightly straight. Paul, listen, he saw something that he wasn't supposed to see. Hey, listen, it was sensual. It made him feel good, Randall. He says, if it makes me feel good, bless God, I got to do it. We live in an age now, as long as it feels good.
That's right.
We live in an age now. Brother Green, you know what? Church people don't want to be preached to.
Hey,
I don't know about it. Because it feels good.
Everybody
it gives me a goosebump. Bless God, if it ain't. Within the lens of this book, it is to be reproved and rebuked.
Amen.
Oh, but it felt good for me to do it.
Bless the Lord.
And the Bible says, Hunter, that he went on a trip and a lion roared at him.
That's right, brother.
A lion, Nick, roared at him. And the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord come upon him, and Sister Shirley, he killed the lion. But there's an interesting phrase that I read in verse 6, Buddy, that he said, but he told not
his
mother and his father.
Yeah,
mommy and his daddy.
Now, I've seen some of you kids, you like to fish, you like to play sports, you like to go hunting. You kill a big 10-point buck, girl, what do you want to do? You want to get your picture with it, don't you?
Yes, sir.
You want to put it on the wall. You'll put a little name tag on there. It's got your name and the date you killed it. Hey, listen, you catch a big fish? Why, you want to hang it up there, buddy? And you want everybody to see it? That's your trophy fish. Boy, if I ever killed a lion, hey, listen, I don't like Facebook too good. But if I ever killed a lion, just plaster me all over Facebook with the head of that lion. But old Samson, he killed that lion with his bare hands, brother. The Spirit of the Lord come upon him, and he killed a lion. And the Bible says he told not.
Amen.
He didn't say nothing about it.
I wanted to hide it.
You know why? Because he wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah, he wasn't supposed to be there.
And he started keeping secrets.
Yeah, sir.
Oh.
Yeah.
Secrets.
Yeah.
I wonder, brother, if the Spirit of God would begin to move through this building tonight and the preacher went back and grabbed some cell phones.
Oh.
Started holding up.
Yeah.
Seeing some secrets.
See what's on there.
Yeah. I just stopped talking to young people.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen.
Right. I wonder if the Spirit of God just come up and just said, throw your cell phone down here. We're going to see what's on there.
Let's turn them in.
Yeah. We're going to see what your text message says.
Let's go.
We're going to see what your picture says.
Yeah.
That's right, brother.
That's right.
Or is it a secret to you?
Yeah. Amen.
Is it a secret?
Amen.
What about that thing you think you got deleted? You can't delete nothing from God?
No.
That's right.
What
about that thing you've been doing at night time and nobody's around?
Yeah.
It's a secret. You ain't going to tell mom and dad.
Yeah, can't hide it from
God. Secret. Mm-hmm. Oh, but let me tell you something. The Bible says there's coming a day, listen, when the secrets of man is going to be drug out. Before all mankind. He said that that's been done in the closet shall be shouted from the housetop. I'm telling you right now, if you've got any little old secrets,
bring it right there.
That you're carrying around, a best thing you can do, a best thought, is bumping all the
right.
And get that thing took care of. Repent before God.
Amen.
You know where that's first found in the Bible, that type is dragging out secrets. Jacob is on his deathbed.
Amen.
And he's got some boys. But he's judging them, Gavin. He's blessing them. He's giving them the blessing.
Yeah.
No, Reuben steps up.
Yeah, buddy.
That's his firstborn son. Reuben thinks, here it comes.
Yeah,
I'm the firstborn young, and I'm going to get me a good blessing. He sticks up, all the families there and all the cows there. Hey, listen, he slept with somebody he wasn't supposed to sleep with. And he never did repent of it.
Man.
And when he stepped up there, old dad rebuked him and called that sin. I go read it. It's in Genesis. Oh, listen, and embarrassed him, no doubt, in front of everybody there. You know why? Because he harbored a secret up in his heart.
Yeah.
And he never had to
care
of
it. Amen.
I can see Judah. Judah is old Reuben's getting judged. Judah was mean.
Yeah, bud.
Judah killed people.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Judah had two boys. It's so bad God killed them. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, Jesus, you thought, let me tell you something, people. Listen, you pancake, you big enough to know exactly what I'm preaching in here.
Yeah, yes, sir.
You know I'm telling the truth. Hey, listen, old Jesus, listen. He's about a mercy. And I've got a grace right now. And I'm on suffering. But there's coming a day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's going to have life.
Be a
there's a flame of fire.
Amen.
And he's going to have life. And vengeance upon him.
Amen. Amen.
He's going to hear your sad tales, man.
No. No,
old Judah's there. No doubt, Nick, he said, oh, Lord. He done seen Reuben go through Gert. He done seen Lynn. He done seen Levi go through. Oh, listen, he said, Issachar go through. Oh, listen, he seen all his brothers go through. And I thought, no doubt, he said, oh, Lord, I've been worse than all of them. Why, I've been worse. I'm the one that one would send Joseph on.
Yeah.
But he steps up, and Jacob don't mention none of that. You know why Jacob don't? Because Judah fell at the feet of Joseph and repented and got it took care of.
Yeah.
And the father don't bring it up no more.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. On this side. And get your sin. I took care of all the
sin.
Amen. You want to stand over there and confess it and answer for it before God.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, good.
But he wouldn't. He had secrets. Secrets.
Preaching.
You wouldn't believe, brother. Oh, Sean, you wouldn't believe if God started dragging out some of these secrets in here.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Just with this thing
that
every one of you's got. And adults.
Yes, sir.
Don't you adults look at me like you said.
Yeah.
Some of you adults.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. Secrets, Randall. All clenched in there. With my passcode and my hidden apps that I can hide it in. Nobody can find it. But isn't it something, buddy, that the eyes of God, the Holy Ghost of God, is going through the pews right now?
Yes, sir.
It's landed on you and it said, hey, I know what you got there. That old bald-headed man that's a slaughter and a hacking. He don't know, but I'm using him to tell you.
Amen.
Secrets.
Amen.
You better bump it over and get took care of it.
Amen.
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 And he told them not. So he goes back a second time. This time there's a strange story in the Bible. Brother Garrett, Hunter, about a year had passed. That lion had rotted. Its rotten carcass was there. That's nice. He's supposed to be around nothing dead, is he?
Nope.
There he is. Away from mom and dad, stranded around. Spirit of God was on him and he killed it. And there's a swarm of bees around it. And honey in the body of that lion. No doubt he looks at that honey and he says, boy, that honey be sweet.
Yeah.
But the bees, brother, was a swarming. The Bible says swarming. I swarming around that carcass there. Swarming around that dead carcass was a swarm of bees. Now, I don't know about you, but anytime I was around a swarm of bees, brother, I went the other way. Anytime I ever seen, I don't care how sweet the honey looked, and I don't care how hungry I was. Hey, listen, we'd step on the yellow jacket's nest out in the woods. Hey, listen, that's the fastest. It's 300 pounds. But Samson, he was willing, Brother Sean. That's what he's done, Jamie. He was willing. He figured, well, it won't kill me. It'll just sting me a bunch. I'll get me something sweet. I'll be all right. He was willing to stick his hand in there and get stung a bunch of times to get him something sweet.
Amen.
And he told not his mom and dad about it. Oh, yeah. You might be doing something wrong.
Amen.
It just stings you a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It stings a little bit, but you got something sweet out of it because the Bible says there is pleasure
in sin.
Oh, yeah, there's pleasure for a while.
Yeah.
Sneaking around, keeping secrets.
Yeah.
Straying, we ain't supposed to be straying. It kind of feels like you're getting a sting a little bit because you've been in church and you know what's right and wrong. And your old conscience is telling you that that's wrong and it's a sting in you. But you want that sweetness. And you want to put your hand in there and get that sweet out. But you're getting stoned. Hey, listen. And he told not his mother and his father again. And he's getting stung.
Yeah.
Some of you in here, you're getting stung and stung and stung. And stung and stung and stung.
Amen.
But you're getting a little sweetness out of it, so you're feeling good. But it don't stop, brother, in Judges 14, does it? There's a Judges 15 and a Judges 16. And you know what happens, young people, in Judges 16? Hey, brother, he puts his two hands on the pillars. He ends up falling, listen, for Delilah. And he says, she didn't love him.
Nope.
I told you all that Friday. But she pulled him right on in. And the towers and the house fell down upon him. And you know who buried him, Samson? Bible says his brothers.
His brothers.
Yeah.
Went and dug him out of that mess. And buried him. Oh, you might sting, get stung for a little bit.
Amen, preacher.
You might get stung for a little bit, but if you don't watch out where you're going, you'll leave a mess behind, son.
That's right.
Amen.
You'll leave a mess behind for your brother to clean up after.
That's right.
I wonder if any bodies was smashed up under that rubble fell on Samson.
Oh, yeah.
Or if the eyeballs was jobbed out and brains. Here's his brothers digging through that rock, that mess.
That's right.
To dig his old sorry carcass out there. And it all started way back in Judges 14 when he strayed away where he wasn't supposed to go. And the bees stung him and he got by with it.
That's
he
hurt
a little bit. And he kept on going and going and going.
Yeah.
And now he's left a mess.
Good preaching, son.
Now he's left a mess. Let me tell you something, young people. While you're young, your heart is tender.
That's right.
It's tender. You're listening to me. You're looking at me. Your heart's tender. But the older you get,
the
harder your heart gets.
That's true.
Harder it gets, ain't it? The harder it gets. You know why? Because you turn away God.
Yep.
And it gets a little harder.
Yep.
You turn away God, it gets a little harder. You get to a place in your life, people say as long as there's life, there's always hope. That's not true.
No, it ain't.
If God ain't dealing with you, there ain't no hope.
No, that's right. There comes a line.
Randall sung that song, there's a line. I don't know where it's at. It ain't my business. It's between that person and God.
That's right.
But there you play around with God so much, and you reject light so much, and you push away, and you keep putting your hand in the bees, and you keep getting stung, but you get a little bit of sweet. Eventually, I'm going to tell you something. The young people, listen to me, and older people alike.
Bless the Lord.
Sin will take you further than you want to go.
It'll cost you more than you want to pay.
You might snort that pill right now.
Yeah.
And it feel pretty good.
Yeah, buddy.
You might lay around in the back seat of that boy or that girl. And it feel pretty good. But I'm going to tell you right now. Hey, there's pleasure in it for a while.
Yeah.
But you don't get it took care of. I'm telling you, sin will take commercial.
No, it don't.
Don't show the commercial of the Bronco on the bridge.
No, sir.
Bible, does it?
Nope.
It don't show them up here with a needle in their arm, Brother Jamie. Can't get a vein because they jobbed some of us. It don't show those pictures, does it?
No, it don't.
Oh, no, it'll show an old good-looking boy and an old good-looking girl. And paint a picture for you to get your mind off and get you to straight. I'm telling you right now, you better stay in the place where you're supposed to be.
That's right.
What the purpose of God is.
Amen.
Because apart from the grace of God,
that's good, brother.
That's where you end up.
Yep. Right. Yes, sir.
I love you. And I'm going to tell you something right now. It takes guts to serve God.
Yep.
That's right.
It does. When you're young and when you're old, it takes guts to serve God. It just changes. The peer pressures and the temptations just change as you go through life. It gets tough.
Yep.
But God's looking for some young men and some young women that've got a little guts.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Got some grit about it, brother.
Amen, brother Caleb.
And say, no, I'm going to stand up for Jesus. I'm going to live right for God.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go bow down to this world. I'm going to be like the three Hebrew children said. Hey, listen, they might throw me in the fire, but it's okay. My God, He'll take care of me in the fire or take care of me out of the fire. It'll be easy. It'll be all right either way.
Amen.
Some of these people in here, the older people, they know exactly what I'm preaching about tonight. Because some of them strayed away.
Amen.
Some of them strayed away. And maybe the purpose that God had for their life, they don't get to fulfill it.
Amen.
Oh, God saves them. His mercy's there. He's long suffering. But maybe why God would have them born in this world, they don't get to fulfill it.
That's true, brother.
Do you think God ever borned anybody in this world to go to hell?
No.
So don't tell me somebody can't go against God's will. Because you can.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You can. And I'm going to tell you, there's some of them in here. Right now, if they get in their heart, they know that one time they strayed away.
Yes, sir.
They played down there with the honey.
Amen.
And then they end up in a mess.
That's right.
In their life.
That's right. Sure will.
Now, I'm going to ask you to stand right now and bow your head. I don't want you to move around, look around. I'm not going to ask to see your hand or nothing.